According to the latest figures, there are 8.43 million people working part-time in the UK. That's over a quarter of the workforce. People work part-time for lots of reasons, and they are legally protected from being treated less favourably. That means they've got the right to the same benefits as full-time staff, including the right to training and career development. But what about trainee schemes? Some of the UK's largest employers don't offer these part-time, and for some, it's a deal-breaker for getting into work. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having me. I'm in Poole to meet up with Mum Solvay. She's finishing up a degree and is hoping to find a part-time graduate trainee position.
Hello, my name is Solvay and I have recently gone back to school to do a degree, a bachelor degree in health sciences with the Open University, which really fits in with my new life as a mom of two young ones. I've got one boy who's 5 years old and recently started school, and I've got one daughter who's one and keeps me very, very busy.
And what did you do for work before?
I was working full-time and in the marketing for a pharmaceutical company, and I really loved my job, but it did, you know, effectively mean that from like 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. every day, he would be in nursery. And effectively, I couldn't give him any support, especially when he became a bit older, preparing him for school. You know, we realized that he needed support like speech therapy and some other, you know, things. But in my former life, I would never have been able to give him that.
So when you finish this degree, will you look for part-time work?
I definitely want to go back into work. And so the question is what and how? Because, you know, with our life, then I mean, my husband says he's fully willing to stay at home with the kids, but realistically, I don't think it's going to happen. So I know that it falls onto me. So I do want to have a life where I can, you know, manage having a fulfilling job and, you know, to do everything that I need to with it. I don't want to be one of these, you know, I don't want to go to a job interview and say, oh, but I can't travel and I can't this and I can't that and I can only work from, you know, and feel bad, you know, feel like I'm failing in the interview. So that's something I'm quite nervous about. But I do need to, definitely, I want a job where I can take care of my kids as well.
At the end of our conversation, I asked Solvay to tell me why it was so important to her that she found a part-time trainee scheme to follow on from her degree.
The quality of life that we had before for the family was just horrendous. I would say there was absolutely no quality of life for the family. So, and, you know, that's something that, you know, today, like, we've gained so much just in terms of that. So, okay, I lost, you know, a very high-earning job. You know, effectively halved the salary of the household. But, you know, we gained a lot from that. So I don't want to just give that back.
Hey, Phil.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for meeting me. Oh. Can we turn off the...
It's
not just childcare that affects the ability to train full-time. I spoke to Phil, a construction manager, who's looking to move into a new industry, but would definitely need part-time training.
I really like my job when the sun's shining, but I'm just looking for a change, really. I've been doing this for a number of years, and I just feel like I've cracked this one and need to move forward with my life to do something a little bit different. It's taken me a while to get to this point where I'm ready to, you know, actually put the wheels in motion. But I'm hoping to progress a bit further and join a company, you know, be an office job where I can earn a bit more money and do something different that uses my brain a little bit more. There's a local company that have a technology traineeship, which I'd like to go for and that I'd like to apply for. Unfortunately, the challenge I've had is that they're all full-time.
So why do you need part-time training?
The way my life circumstances are, I'd love to be able to go full-time. It would make my life a lot easier, but a lot like other people. I don't have the opportunity to go full time. I've got family circumstances. That my mother lives with me, and she's not well, and she needs care. And I, as I have been in the last few years, I do intend to stay with her and care for her. Doesn't need full time, but she needs more than what I could give going full time in a job. So there's that, and also, of course, having come from construction where the pay is not as good, I'd like to try and increase my salary and my earnings. But I feel trapped, really.
Graduate and non-graduate trainee schemes are highly revered in the UK. There are often hundreds of applications per place. Where does this leave people like Solvay and Phil, and the thousands of other workers who want to retrain but need access to part-time programmes? We contacted the 10 largest employers in the UK. Only two would confirm that they don't offer part-time traineeships. That was the Department of Work and Pensions and the John Lewis Partnership. The NHS told us they offer part-time working for junior doctors. The remaining nine aren't currently advertising any part-time training. What's stopping them? We asked Mandy Gardner from the website Working Mums.
It's too complicated, basically, to organise so to fit around everybody's different schedules. A lot of the public sector companies do a lot of online training nowadays, but there's still a reluctance by a lot of employers in the private sector, particularly, to use online training. Although, you know, a lot of staff are now working, you know, at least part of the time remotely. So it does make sense to have training sessions that are not totally sort of class-based. You can get the best of both worlds. And we have employers who do offer that stuff, and they do tailor it around work schedules, and it works really well.
With no structures or incentives in place, as of now, it's up to individual businesses to offer part-time training opportunities and up to workers to find them.